Live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
I don't know. I was hurting on Sunday, so I don't know if I want to go back there. It was a long, exhausting weekend, but I loved every single second of it. So thanks for joining me, Monica J. on the Monica J. Show, your live and local FM talk show at KKFT 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. Hey, shoot me an email if there's something that you want to talk about either today or this week at Monica at 991FMTalk.com. That's how I got the skinny on the socialism meeting that's coming up. So I'll tell you more about that. But I also want to give you those talk lines, 884-9910, 884-9910. So get them lined up, whatever you want to talk about today. But I do want to send out some thank yous and some kudos and remind you that Facebook isn't all about negativity. No. We got to have some good stuff on there, too. So you can go to WSCD, Rants and Raves. That's short for, you know, Washoe County School District. So WCSD, Rants and Raves. Become a member. Talk about the school district. If there's something that you see that's great going on, a teacher that you want to recognize, make sure you put it on there as well. My little sister is the mascot for North Valley, so she's all excited. So congratulations to her, and what a great school she's at. And there's also Northern Nevada Rants and Raves. There's Douglas County Rants and Raves. You know, these are sites that are local that you can just go on and let people know what's going on in your community. So that's why I like these so much. But I want to send out a huge rave to the gals at Legacy Sports and Reno Cerakote. Why? Because they came together. They wanted to give back to the community. And they started their own 501c3 called Chambered for Charity. And they're going to be putting on charitable events all across Northern Nevada. And they just held their first one Sunday that I was fortunate enough to attend, broadcast live for a couple of hours. And then I stayed for a couple hours more because it was such a wonderful event. Now, this is how you get involved, and this is how you make change. So Aim to Cure was, in my opinion, a huge success. Wonderful raffles and food. Thank you to Doughboys for donating the donuts. How awesome was that? They got everybody started with donuts and coffee in the morning. And then after, for our lunch, a beautiful tri-tip. It was absolutely awesome. People were taking donuts again for their dessert at lunch. So trust me. There was not one donut left after all was said and done. It was absolutely fabulous. But congratulations, ladies. It was an awesome event, and I couldn't have seen it going any better, except to, you know, next year, whatever you do, we'll have 200 people instead of 100. So also in the raves category, thank you for all the supporters of Trump and Michael McDonald and making sure that all of Nevada is red, who attended a Oktoberfest event at my house on Friday night. And it was just wonderful. 90 people in my backyard freezing their tushes off. I tried to have fire pits and heaters going, but it's still the weather got to us. But what a great event. Thank you to the Nevada chairman of the GOP for coming up from Las Vegas. And that's one of the things I find most endearing about Michael McDonald is he leaves no stone unturned and he leaves no one behind. So when you need him, he is there for you. And we raised a little bit of money for the GOP. So we're going to make this happen. You know, it's about the North doing what we can to help the South realize that we can turn all of Nevada red. I don't care if a little portion of Washoe County was red. Well, I do. But, you know, for the big picture, for Trump, it was blue. I want to see all of Nevada red. I want to see Washoe County turn back, and I want to see Clark County turn around, pull their head out of their collective you-know-whats, and be red like Nevada should be. Stop and turn around this huge Titanic of a ship and get it going away from those icebergs called California, which we have a wonderful rant and rave coming up for you in just a moment from Robert Davi. Remember him? If you don't, Google him. He is a Hollywood actor that is just, he's one of those character actors. He's gruff, and you'd never see him play a, you know, that sweet loving dad role because that's just the kind of guy he is. But he has an incredible rant and rave on Scott Pressler. And so I'm going to bring that to you in just a moment. If you don't know who Scott Pressler is, Scott Pressler is that guy who started the resistance. He is a young man who is trying to make a difference and who's doing it himself with his followers. There are a lot of people out there that say, what can I do? What can I do? What you can do is stop asking what you can do and just make a difference any way you can. Make a phone call, start a neighborhood group, start talking about things that are going on in the community. Start showing up at different get-togethers, like the American Patriots of Sparks, Nevada, like the First Fridays down at the, the Cattlemen's. Not Cattlemen's. What the heck is that name? Oh, my gosh. I'll get it. I have a flyer right here. Start going to the constitutional classes Wednesdays, every Wednesday at Shields. There is something out there for you to participate in, even if it's just helping out with your favorite charity. There is always something for you to do. There's no reason for you to sit at home, to think that you don't make a difference. There is always something. I am so glad to be a part of this. Speaking of doing something, I'm sitting here in my cute little, they even monogrammed it for me. So not monogrammed, they even put my name on it so I didn't lose my t-shirt. But I'm sitting in my here in my little Recall Sisolak t-shirt. fightfornevada.com. Log on. If you want to see Sisolak recalled, you need to log on to the website, find out where the rallies are going to be, go to the rallies, get in the gun raffles, get in or the gun drawings, get in the drawings for, oh, they've got all kinds of stuff that gets donated to build up this, I'm going to call it what it is. It's a war chest. All of the people who put these rallies and everything on are volunteers, 100% volunteers. Angela Blass, she works 40 hours a week, just like everybody else. And everything she does, putting all these together with her committees from each county, well, I mean, Kelly, Linda, Barney, the whole team, it's because they care. They care about this state and they care about what Sisolak is doing to it. That was one of the things that Michael McDonald mentioned on Friday, is that he knew Sisolak when he was a commissioner. And he's wondering, you know, what happened? Because as a Clark County commissioner, he actually came up with some pretty conservative ideas and backed some pretty conservative things. And was bipartisan at the time. Now, No such deal. So as Michael was giving his talk, the chairman of the GOP, Nevada GOP, I had to hold my tongue. I wanted to yell out so badly when he said, I don't know what happened to him. I just wanted to yell out, outside money happened to him. Outside money happened to him. Bloomberg money, Steyer money, California money, New York money, anti-gun money, anti-rights money. Yeah. That's what happened to Sisolak. Wanted to be governor. Couldn't have done it without them. Couldn't have. So, to recall Sisolak, we got to build that war chest. Go online. You can just make a straightforward donation. You can buy a Recall Sisolak t-shirt. They're very cute. I got mine on right now. And support a movement that is going to change the face of Nevada from a California wannabe lookalike back to the independent, battle-born state of the West. See? You can do something, even from the comfort of your own home. Fightfornevada.com. KKFT, it's the Monica Jay Show, live and local talk at 884-9910 on your local station. Locally owned, locally run, locally managed. That's what we do here. On 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley and 99.1 FM Talk. Oh, yeah. KKFT 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Love to hear from you today. 884-9910. Going to tell you about something else that is coming up very shortly. October 10th. Is it October 10th? No. October 11th? I have to look at my calendar. I got so many things packed in here that it is so much fun. October 12th. Boy, I didn't get it right at all. I went through 10th, 11th, 12th. October 12th, Heritage Days in Douglas County. Douglas County Heritage Days. Third annual. Love to see you down there. Got a great guest speaker, William Whalen. Sorry. And we're just going to have a whole lot of fun with barbecue, with a cowboy and cowgirl outfit, best Western outfit. Lots of good things to do. So I hope I see you down there. And supporting supporting President Trump. Told you, just like everybody else. Over on Fox News, since we are the proud home of Fox News here in Northern Nevada, big whistleblower, big nothing burger. Yeah. They just keep. Who was that gangster? Gotti. The Teflon Don. We need to take away his moniker and give that. The real Teflon Don is Donald Trump. They just keep throwing this excrement at him and throwing it, and nothing sticks. Why? Because it's all lies. All lies, all made up stuff. Speaking of how people are throwing excrement and lying to you, I love my Twitter account. I know people have a problem with social media and tracking and everything like that. But I get such great, great information out there. Not right now, Robert. So Robert Davi is somebody that I've followed for a while. Davi or Davi? I think it's Davi. I can't remember. Wonderful actor. And he has gotten on the Scott Pressler bandwagon, who is another just kid on Twitter who started up this thing called the Resistance and pointing out people's problems and lies and the left's just inability to get anything done. Why? Because they don't want to get anything done. They want your money. They want to keep propagating these issues that could easily be taken care of, but they just don't do it because they want billions of dollars to fix in a problem that doesn't take billions of dollars to fix. You might have heard from him or heard the news talking about him because he's that kid that went to Baltimore and just cleaned up, got volunteers to clean up. So it wasn't quite the, you know, S-hole that everybody was saying it was. Well, guess what? Scott is at it again. And David, just going to remind everybody.
Also another addendum to the great work that Scott Pressler and all those people do, cleaning up Baltimore and what they did in Los Angeles, that disgusting encampment that the government of Los Angeles, Gavin Newsom, he did it in a day. In a day. How about getting the people that are in prison to come out and clean up the streets, Gavin Newsom and Garcetti? How about thinking on your feet, you friggin' monkeys? And another thing about this crappy de Blasio in the New York City public schools and all the public schools. What, over a million kids got free to go off and what'd they do? They protested climate change. They walked the streets and protested to take a day off for climate change. And a million or so or more, how many, over the world in Germany and over, you know, this stupid movement. If you guys really felt anything, how about cleaning up the oceans? How about the kids doing something? Not just protesting and giving speeches with pigtails. This agitprop crap. Fascism. Led by George Soros and all of the climate changes. I'm not saying that there's nothing going on in the environment, but have them do something. Create an earth force. The kids could be an earth force to clean up. All these kids that do nothings. There could be an earth force that has these kids go to boot camp, reforestation, clean up the forest, the oceans. When there's fires, toxic mishaps, hurricanes, we could start an earth force. Not this stupid crap that the educational system feeds the kids. 5 decades of this I saw with my kids. Or 4 decades. Of the indoctrination of stupidity. The disgustingness of the school system. Go ahead, go march. How about problems? How about doing something?
Imagine that. Doing something. You watch all these fundraisers and people getting together and talking about it, and nobody does anything except for somebody like Scott Pressler. What did he do? If you didn't see it because of our mainstream liberal media, he went down to LA with his group, with his volunteers, with people from other parts of the country, with people from LA, and not a huge group, just a group. And they cleaned up one of those huge encampments. I mean, that's the thing with these homeless people. They don't even pick up after themselves. I can understand that, you know, if... No, actually, I can't understand. Even if you have a mental issue, at least, you know, put some extra garbage cans out there or garbage bags and let them pick up after themselves. Could you imagine? Did you see the photos? Did you see the photos of all of those people out on the street, all of those kids protesting? Could you imagine if each one of those kids had a trash bag in their hands? Or a net working a lake, a river, a part of the ocean? Could you imagine the physical difference they would have made? But no. It's about screaming about it so we can take this country to socialism. And we are not going to let that happen. We are not going to turn into Venezuela. We are not going to turn into Germany, Nazi Germany. That's interesting that that's where this kid is coming from that's telling us, this kid that's telling us how we're destroying the planet. Uh-huh. Be a doer like Scott Pressler, not a whiner like every single liberal out there. It's KKFT. We are the home of Fox News. So let's get it going with an update at 99.1 FM Talk. So basically what you're saying, all of Northern Nevada. KKFT, it's the Monica Jay Show, live and local, 884-9910. Let's go to the phone lines on this beautiful Monday morning. A little bit chilly, but it's still beautiful here in Northern Nevada. Check in with Sandy. Hi, Sandy. What would you like to talk about? Do we have Sandy still? Did I lose Sandy? Mr. Producer Man?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I'm talking to you.
Now I can hear you. Now I can hear you. Hi, Sandy. What would you like to talk about?
Well, you brought up the Oktoberfest, which was wonderful, and your backyard is amazing. But I just couldn't help but call and tell you. Also, to tell folks, if they really want to get involved like you're telling them to, join the Mount Rose Republican Women's Club. Go to the website and join our club that put on the Oktoberfest.
Now, I have to be fair, Sandy. I have to be fair. We've got Sparks. We've got Reno.
We've got Incline Village. I know.
Join whichever club you want to.
Okay. But the Oktoberfest was what you were talking about, so I related to that. And it's men and women at ours, for sure. It's a dinner meeting. Yeah.
And we meet the last Wednesday of every month, except for this month, because, well, we had our meeting Friday.
Right. So it's the last of October, the last Wednesday of October. Oh, at Tamarack, yeah. Thank you so much, Monica, for all you do. You do absolutely fantastic. I am so absolutely blessed.
Thank you, Sandy. I'm blessed to know you and blessed to be a part of the club as well. Women and men who want to make a difference in the community. And, you know, it's a great way to meet people, too. If you're new to the area, we always get that. You know, I just moved over here from California, and then we go through the whole, oh, I'm sorry, are you okay? Are you traumatized? And then we start having fun, and that's what it's really about, too, is having fun, because life is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be the opportunity for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's supposed to be happy as well. We're not supposed to be wandering around with these miserable attitudes because people are trying to take away our freedoms and liberties. Happiness, having fun, and giving shout-outs for those who deserve it. If you heard this or not, big congratulations to Lawrence Van Dyke. And, I mean, this is incredible. President Trump nominated Lawrence Van Dyke, who served as Solicitor General under then Attorney General Adam Laxalt. He was appointed and nominated, actually, for the appointment to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Wouldn't it be nice to have some great brains, finally, some non-liberal attitudes on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the most overturned court of appeals in this country? Wouldn't that be nice? KKFT 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk at 884-9910. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Kevin this morning. Hi, Kevin. What would you like to talk about?
Yes, Monica, good morning. I always like your show very much. I just heard on your news that some event happened at the DeMonte school, and nobody seems to know what it was, but the school seems to be covering it up, just saying how horrible it is, and they're going to fix it and never let it happen again. But does anybody know what happened? I mean, was someone hurt, or did someone get murdered?
No, I'm with you. Something happened at homecoming, and that's what, when people don't want to talk, that's when people start talking. You know what I mean, Kevin? It's like when you try to cover up something, then people start just saying whatever. You know, what happened? What happened? I will look more into it. I've got a few friends who are in the know down there, and I will make sure that we bring to light what happened, and so people know about it. Because
I appreciate that. I just, maybe one of your listeners would have been at the game and could fill us in on what went on. It just sounds like, you know, some earth-shaking event happened, but it might be just a matter of nothing, too. Who knows?
Yeah, it's, let's see. While they aren't saying exactly what happened, the district says it runs contrary to everything they believe in and all work to achieve a school district community. It was somebody did something, and they just don't want, and they just don't want it to get out. So we will make sure that it gets out. Because that's what we do here, Kevin.
Has really piqued my interest as to how this could be described so terribly, and yet no one knows what happened. It's just amazing.
Yeah. Well, but it also goes back to that whole culture of, you know, I mean, just look at the way they address their statement. You know, a community of, that, yeah. Something just, I'm sure, was not that big of a deal. So let's go. Thank you for the call, Kevin. We'll keep up on that. And let's go into, oh, Ryan knows what happened. Ryan, what happened at homecoming?
Well, what happened is that I was watching the Channel 8 news last night at 11 p.m. and talked about the fact how at homecoming, I think it was one of the Monty Ranch students dressed up as a Mustang, and they dragged supposed to be a dead Lancer across the field, and I think the Lancer was dressed him as a minority person, and that's what happened from what I heard. It's like to be a
okay from what Lancer. You heard, but you didn't actually see it.
No, but they did show it. From what they were able to slow down the footage. There is footage, and they slowed it down to the point where it looked like how they explained it was that a Damani, somebody dressed as a mascot, drug a dead.
Yeah, and so they were doing it to their rivals, yeah. You know, yeah. And that's what people do. So, Ryan, thank you so much for the call. Let's go on to Annie. Hi, Annie. What did you want to talk about today?
About the kids and their protests and everything, and that man that you had there that was talking about having a group go out and do things. Well, why don't we bring back the Civilian Conservation Corps? Are you familiar with that back in the 30s?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so let's bring that back, and a lot of young people can go out there and help clean up things, clean up urban areas, clean up areas up in the mountains and things, and they get a place to stay, and they get a small salary. They can send it home. It was a way that my dad was able to help his family in the 30s, but it was a way that he learned hard work and taking care of our natural resources and everything. So let's bring those back.
You know, that sounds like a great idea. I mean, we keep talking about this, you know, day of service that I think Obama put into place and community. We're fortunate enough to have here KTMB, Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful, and all the volunteers getting together. But as, you know, Robert was talking about, we need to utilize both sides. The young people putting back the Conservation Corps and our criminals who are sitting there doing nothing that, you know, of course, light things, and get them out yeah. more on these road crews and start cleaning stuff up. I mean, we see them every once in a while.
I was a child growing up in the 50s down in Georgia, and I remember, well, they called them the chain gangs at that time. They weren't always chained, but there was, you know, inmates all along the road, and everything was beautiful and clean because they were out there, you know, cleaning up. I remember them having regular breaks. They used to stop at our yard, and they would ask permission to sit under our trees and have their lunch and things like that. And so why not, you know? But you got to get creative.
Well,
you can't just...
Yes,
my
but we also
don't just protest the whole sign. Give me an answer.
Yeah, because all of that time wasted holding those signs accomplished nothing. But we have to remember, Annie, the government got involved, and we can't take away work from the union workers who are out there cleaning up. So we have to fight for our money once again. Annie, thank you so much for the call and bringing ideas, because that's what people need to do. Bring ideas and make those ideas happen. How do you make those ideas happen? You go to the city council, you go to the Washoe County commissioners, you go to the Spark City Council. Oh, wait a minute. You can't really get right in front of them anymore. They want you to go to the collectives.
Good morning, Monica.
I love saying that. Collectives. And another layer of bureaucracy before you can actually get to get your ideas where they need to be.
Good morning,
KKFT,
Monica.
Good morning, Craig.
I just wanted to bring a little bit of clarification to the Damani Ranch High School thing.
Okay.
The witnesses at the football game say that the Damani Ranch High School students had created Lancer, McQueen Lancer, and basically...
That's what, a knight?
Yes. And drag it behind a Mustang on the field. That's what is being reported by, and what the videos show on social media. So instead of burning a Lancer in FSG, they drug it behind the Mustang, like they used to drag in the Old West to punish people.
What do you think, Craig?
I think it's very stupid on everybody's part.
I think it was a poor choice, but I can see how it happened. Because kids aren't being, you know, when you hold the truth from them, when you hold history away from them and you rewrite it, sometimes they don't get the full picture. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And the way the school district and the school itself handled it was also inappropriate.
See, this is all new to me. How do you think they handled it? What was inappropriate about the way they handled it?
Whitewashing what happened instead of acknowledging it happened and letting people know what the remedies and what they're going to do to keep it from happening again.
Imagine that. Honesty and truthfulness and transparency. Imagine that, Craig. Thank you for clarifying that. I appreciate it. If you had an experience, how did you feel about that? You just heard Craig explain what went on. 884-9910, if you want to make a comment on it. It's KKFT 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk, all for you on the Monica Jay Show. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, your live and local FM talk station for all of Northern Nevada. That includes 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. I had to grab my 11 o'clock guest and grab him and bring him in here because, well, he has an opinion on the issue as well. And I like his opinion because it coincides with mine. You can also send me a quick email at monica@991fmtalkjust.com, actually, just like Cliff Lowe did. Cliff, love you. Thank you so much. I did not know this. We were talking about cleanups and everything like that. And Scott Pressler. If you don't follow him on Twitter, please follow him on Twitter, because he's all about doing. He's not about this protesting, talking about issues. He's about fixing problems. And I just threw out KTMB, Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful, one of my favorite local organizations. They need volunteers right now because they're doing a Truckee River cleanup this Saturday. So if you want to be a doer and not a whiner, log on to www.ktmb.org. Be a doer, not a liberal whiner. Thank you for all that KTMB does. Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful. And that's exactly what they're doing. They do the big desert cleanups, too. You know, when those people break the law and go out and dump in our beautiful desert. Well, joining me at 11 o'clock, but dragging him in here early because, you know, he's young. He remembers going to school. He remembers what rivalries are, my guest, Tim McGivney. And we're going to talk about the homeless issue, just as we're going to do every Monday. And we're going to keep jamming it and jamming it and jamming it, how CHAB and others just don't get it. The organizations that are supposed to be helping don't get it, and they just make things worse. So let's talk about Damani Ranch High School.
Yeah, I was just like the callers. I was looking. I saw on Twitter some incident happened, you know.
Actually saw the video on Twitter.
Yeah, there was a video. I forgot who posted it, but there was a video on there showing the incident. The incident, Monica.
Incident.
It was such an incident. I'm looking at, Damani Ranch is sending out letters to all the parents. This is not what we stand for. Talking about civil rights and these things. I'm like, oh my gosh, like what happened? Something happened. It was a mascot of Damani Ranch had the mascot from McQueen tied up and dragging it behind their mascot as a symbol of we're going to beat you. It's homecoming. Isn't that what we do? Homecoming, we're going to beat your team? Or is that maybe I'm wrong. Is that a terrible thing?
I know I'm twice as old as you, but I remember the Friday night games, we were burning the other team's mascots in effigy,
right.
Or their mascot would be out there and an entire team would go out and pounce on them.
Yeah.
It's rivalry.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's ridiculous.
But now it's a human rights violation.
That's right.
And it's...
Oh my word! Who knows what else they're going to try to say about it? But it's
so,
nothing.
But
in
what
my opinion.
Isn't that what blew it up when you try to hide something, and you just say an incident happened? We're not going to talk about it.
Yeah, they should have just said the exact incident and showed the video from the beginning.
Yeah, this is
what it was.
This is what happened. The kids thought it was okay. It's a rivalry thing.
Yeah.
Remember when we used to go out and steal mascots?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, not steal them. Yeah. We would kidnap them for fun for a short amount of time and then, release and everything like that.
Right.
So what, some kid was watching a TV show, Animal House or Porky's. Remember Porky's when that was, and they emulated something.
Right. It's just rivalry. I went to North Valley's High School, so.
Okay.
Glad to hear your little sister's the mascot.
Yes.
There. Good. All right. Panthers.
Go Panthers. That's
right.
What's the name of the Panther?
I don't know, actually.
Just North Valley's Panther?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I think so.
See, every mascot should have a name.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just like Wolfie
Pouncy.
And
Pouncy. How about Pouncy?
Pouncy,
the Panther.
Pouncy the Panther. Pouncy doesn't really sound like it's going to win
really,
any games or
true.
Anything like that. But
the sissy Pouncy.
Yeah.
All right, we'll think of something better.
Great. Now you just got me in trouble. I don't think you can use words like sissy. Tim, straighten up.
Let me get my list of politically correct terms I can use. I'm new at this.
Yes, so. Get your list of politically correct terms and then give it to me so I can burn it.
That's
because
it.
This, I'm sorry, but this show is a PC-free zone.
Oh, good. We can actually get down to business.
Yes, we can actually get down to business. So we will be back with more business at Monica@991fmtalk.com if you want to check out the website. If you ever need help downloading podcasts, that's what my associate Dan is there for. Just give him a call and he'll walk you through it at 991fmtalk.com. It's our website. You can answer poll questions. You can check out all of the different bios on our different hosts or check out a podcast. At KKFT 99.1 and 92.3 FM for Smith and Mason Valley, we are the news and local talk of Northern Nevada.